God richly bless you.
I don't have much to say. The Lord spoke to me about one thing. He asked me a question. Who are you waiting for? And I replied and said, I'm waiting for you. And we are all waiting for you. And he asked me again and said, for what? I said, for the greatest revival in history. Replied by saying, you can wait for me for that. I'm waiting on you. So we've been waiting for each other for a long time, the Spirit of the Lord said. And it confused me because I've been waiting on the Lord. That the day the Lord said, go, we will go. God said, no, I've been waiting on you. There's still confusion between the church and God on what are we waiting for? The revival. Where do we start the mightiest revival in history? Can I just preach like an African brother without this? Like, hallelujah!
In my word, greater work shall I do.
Shall you do than I do? And I was referring to your generation. And I said, Lord, I heard it was you.
Then I said, Father, where is the doorway that keeps us on waiting for a wrong promise?
The Lord said to me, we are not walking like him. And we are a contrast of who he is. We contradict his personality, his character, his way of doing things.
Alright. And I said to the Lord, how do we contradict you? How do we contradict you, Lord? How do we do that? And the Lord said to me, how do you wait for God to heal people? Is it not healing my name, Jehovah Rapha? It must come out naturally. How do you wait for the outpouring of my spirit? Is he still in heaven? He's not in heaven. He's released to be with you. You've been ignoring him, Holy Spirit. You're not waiting for me. You are just waiting to die. That's what the Lord said to me. Like others who waited until they expired.
It was a very serious conversation on my fasting this year. And I asked the Lord, how do we take it further, Lord? The Lord said to me, holiness. You haven't properly preached holiness. Holiness is not only the absence of sin. Holiness is not only on character, but holiness is on how I talk. And God said to me, when I talk,
I don't suggest. Because whatever I say, all resources come out of my mouth. Now, go back to my weight. I want us to review this prophecy. I want us to review this prophecy. Go back to my weight. Genesis chapter 1. Yeah? Genesis chapter 1, when I created man. Did I say? I said, you said, be fruitful. Yes. Multiply. Again. Have dominion. That's my nature. What makes me to look like you? Dominion and authority. Have dominion over the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, over every creeping thing on land. Overcome the world and subdue it. Now, the Lord said to me, there's a contradiction ever since I created you. You contradict an order I gave on the entire human race. None of you is working in dominion and authority. He said to me, a large portion of your prayer life, you appear before me like a beggar. And the Lord said to me, in prayer, I expected to fellowship with you to a point where you'll wait for me. And when I come, you shh, and I do the talking. But I cannot talk to you because I'll have to kill you when you reply. You'll commit sin by not agreeing with me. That's why I don't play around talking to people. Their disbelief will hurt me. You haven't seen the flow and the outpouring of it because people's love, our way of talking is not aligned. And the Lord said, when I created everything, there was no suggestion and there was no meeting. We just came down, the three of us, to say we are with the universe, expecting of the universe which was tampered with. The earth is without void and formless. Number one. Number two, empty, void, formless, no shape. Thick darkness covered the earth. And we did not suggest that. We said, let there be. And there was light, which zoomed for 3 days. Now, you must translate 3 days to biblical mathematics. It's 3,000 years. Because God's day is not 24 hours. It's 1,000 years. Now, when the Bible says God created everything in 6 days, it's not your 6 days of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's first millennium, second millennium, to the sixth millennium. And he rested on the seventh millennium. The first 3 days, there was light. And that light was a person. On Revelation chapter 5, that person was a scroll. He was a scroll and he dwelt in heaven. And his other name was called God the Word. John chapter 1, verse 1, 2, 3, 4. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was. Through him all things were created. Nothing was created without him. Where was he? He was a scroll. And then who was the father? The father was the one who was the mastermind of the, not only earth as in earth, the entire universal creation. With all its vastness, planets, exoplanets that are not even known to mankind, including constellation and planetary formations that are not yet discovered. Now, immediately after he drew a plan, the word who was a scroll spoke it into existence. Holy Spirit rose listening to the word for the implementation of the spoken word. And the unity of the three who were and will always be one created the entire universe. The challenge was Earth. Earth was already destroyed, by the way. I want to give you a background so that you understand what is it all about, this thing. Earth was already destroyed by Lucifer when he fell into the sin of pride. He destroyed it using a rock that smote it. You'll understand why a rock will not happen until rapture comes. There's no rock that will hit earth. Don't watch too much YouTube. You know, you got to understand that the relationship on planetary alignment. What is the largest planet? Did you know that the gravitational force of Jupiter protects Earth against rocks? There's no rock that can hit Earth. For any rock to hit Earth as a planet, Jupiter must be taken out of sight. And for that to happen, only Yahweh Amashiach can give that instruction. Only God can say Jupiter must be taken, the gravitational force of Jupiter must be taken away from Earth. Then a rock will come and hit Earth. There's a relationship of planets. Now let's come back to us. Then the Lord said to me, all these men you see who walked with me, they talked like me. You are not even praying. You are on the elementary level of a beggar. And all your prayers are disqualified by David the king when he said, I've been a boy. I've been a man. I'm now old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the offspring. Say us. Say all of us. Begging for bread. It's not allowed to ask God for a job. It's not allowed. That's not prayer. You're confusing the systems in heaven. You appear like a beggar before him. I'm going to teach a hardcore teaching on a believer's authority. I'd recommend you to buy an old classic book written by Kenneth E. Hagin. I read it in 1992. The Believer's Authority. I'm going to do a follow-up on that one. I'm going to write a follow-up on that one. And so that it helps us to start a fire with the Spirit that the devil will not stop. Revival is not going to start because you've prayed. It is going to start because you acted like God. Let's come back. I want you to understand this. Now, you cannot ask God for prosperity. It's your portion. You want one prayer stance that will disable your old traditions of asking God for everything. The Lord's Prayer. When Yahweh Mashiach, Jesus Christ, taught them the Lord's Prayer, he said what? Give us this day our daily bread. What is bread? Your job, your prosperity, your finances, all combined. He never said what? We are begging. We are asking for bread. He said what? Give us the demand. Because he's talking to sons. And according to kingdom standards, you must eat every day to nourish your body. What was Jesus Christ's greatest miracle? To supply food to people. Why? He's from a kingdom that prefers banqueting. We only fast here on earth. In heaven, there's no fasting. There's food there. There's food. The sun doesn't go down. You eat every day. There's food. And good food. Oh. Amen. Did you know that even when Yahweh was crucified, the entire jury stood against the high priest? They were waiting for the third day, that if he resurrect on the third day, we'd kill all rabbis who authorized us to kill him. Where were drunkards? Drunkards were on their corner waiting for him to resurrect to start killing people. That this is the only dude, ladies and gentlemen, who made the best wine in history, killed by self-centered. Let's come back. I want us to reflect on this. Now, why don't we move in power? Why can't we move in signs and wonders? Why can't we evangelize effectively? We are out of holiness. Holiness is not properly taught. We pray rubbish and expect God to move. What are you going to do when you reach home? Your mind is not renewed. This is what you're going to do. Father, I pray for your protection as I'm about to sleep. And Father in heaven is confused that where are angels that have assigned to protect you? And angels will reply to say, don't answer that prayer, Lord. He's been ignoring us for the past 35 years. He never even spoke to us. We see people going up and down in his own house and home. He has never invited for a meeting and introduced the entire family to us. We are just here, strangers, watching the devil playing with this person. Psalm 91, I will give my angels to take charge of you in all your ways, that you must not sleep and fail. And they will even say to God, you once slept and fell because we don't have a relationship with him. Please, you can't crucify us for his folly. Oh, eloko stupu. What is a stupu in Afrikaans? Yes. Dripped and fall on a stoop. And angels will report to God, oh, Father, it's not our business. We hardly know this person. Even when he go for his business, he doesn't invite us. There's about to be floods in South Africa. He never invited us in his farm to preserve and protect. We don't have a relationship. You don't have a relationship with the kingdom. When you are just a born-again child of God waiting to die, and you are waiting for God to move. Let's come back to that. How do we go back to holiness? Holiness starts with dominion. You cannot forsake sin. You must dominate sin. It doesn't start with living a habit. It starts with you dominating. And have dominion over what? The birds of the air, the fish of the sea, over every creeping thing that is on the ground. Did you know that ever since this verse was written, all nations of the world have defense forces, military. What do they defend? The land, army, the air, the air force, the navy, the sea. Where did they take it from? Genesis chapter 1. Why do we have astronauts that are going to Mars and other places? Genesis. The birds of the air have dominion. Now, what is the challenge with us? We've amplified the devil unnecessarily. When we go to spiritual warfare, how do we do? There's a demon we must fight and destroy. Okay? This demon is a demonic spirit. They call this and this and that. And it's operating against Christians. Now, why must we pray being 50 casting out demonic spirit? Because it only needs one of us in authority and power to call order. And then, where are practicals? How do we do practicals? When last have you went to the hospital to pray for somebody? When last have you went to hospitium to test your faith? You are still waiting on God to give you magic hands. That's where we fall. How did Smith Wigglesworth started? They started in a disappointing way, praying for people who never got healed until they got healed, because God saw their zeal. And they later understood the power of God in them can only be released through authority. We don't have electricity here. But if we can ignore the plugs, we'll be in the dark. That's where we are. Holy Spirit. Who's Holy Spirit? There are dimensions of the Holy Spirit as a person. Where does he live? Anybody who knows where does he live? Huh? In your body, right? No. He doesn't live in your body. He just left his presence in your body. His physical, governmental presence, where his throne is, it's above Israel in Jerusalem. And because his Holy Spirit is everywhere, he has enveloped the entire earth. But his physical presence is over Jerusalem, Israel. Since the days of the Acts, chapter 1, verse 4. Wait until Holy Spirit comes. Tarry in the upper room until he comes. And then he was released from heaven as per request from Jesus Christ to God. That he goes to earth. And where is his base? Jerusalem. And what is Holy Spirit waiting for? All that he has called to walk in authority and power. How many of you know Azusa Street Revival? You read about it, you heard about it, you know about it. You want to know what happened during Azusa Revival? It was not an ordinary revival. Holy Spirit left Jerusalem on a mobile throne of Ezekiel verse 10 and to a street. It has wheels, according to Ezekiel the prophet. It has wheels. With eyes that sees, with many eyes, and it has rims and make wheels. And it has its own ashes. The ashes are cherubs, the face of a lion, the face of an eagle, the face of man, and the face of a bull. They are the ashes of the mobile throne of Holy Spirit. From Israel to Chicago, Illinois. You want to know why the revival started on the street? Because Holy Spirit had to anchor his throne next to a street. It has wheels. and he started the revival and left. The Azusa revival died up because, not because it was its season to die, because believers acquired demonic teachings of inferiority complex, and they moved out of God's authority. The revival died. What are we waiting for? We are waiting for God to move. How is he going to move in these last days? He's going to connect people like he does with me on Enumkhere, and start to talk to them that go and teach my people how to walk with me. There's a man by the name of Archbishop Benson Idahosa in Nigeria. If you want to know the Nigerian revival, you must know this old man who passed on. He's with the Lord now. He's from Benin City, which is the highest headquarter of witchcraft in the whole of Africa. He got born again in Assemblies of God. He read the Bible that the dead will be raised, the dead shall be raised. He went from street to street looking for a dead person. Fortunately, he found a family about to bury a little 11-year-old daughter. Can I pray for him? And they said, yes, please. He said, rise up and come back to life, as the Bible says. He came back to life. Why did God honor him? Was he anointed? It was not all about the anointing. He stood in authority and power. And in the 60s, 70s, 80s, he changed the entire Nigeria from paganism to what Nigeria is today. And what was the secret of his power? They will not tell you this, all of these people, your Catherine Kuhlman, your all these people you've read, they will not tell you the secret of their power. And you'll think it's prayer. It's not. It's not prayer. It's working in authority and power. Working in authority and power. Don't tell me it's prayer. I prayed until I inherited this body through fasting and prayer. I should be having a very nice God, Holy Ghost filled tummy. It's not manifesting because I fasted for long, waiting on God. And God said, I'm waiting on you. We're waiting for each other. Now, how are we going to advance the cause of revival? How are we going to advance the cause of revival? We're going to change our behavioral pattern and how we talk. Did you know that the angels don't prefer to talk to people like us? Because they've heard our conversations many times? They heard us. They are our close bodyguard. They've been listening to us that, hey, these people are toxic. Let's wait for them on Sunday. Let them go and detoxify. Remember the father of John the Baptist, Zechariah? What was his family challenge? They could not bear children. They were barren. Then Angel Gabriel, it was Angel Gabriel who went to him, instructed him. Because Gabriel is he who appears before the presence of the Lord. When Gabriel talks to you as an angel, it's like God talking to you. And if you doubt, he punishes you right there. And he said, you'll have a baby. That man believed in God, but he never believed in that miracle. He told the angel where to beg of that. You know, I know my technicality and issues, you know. We went from Guyana to Guyana, you know. Eh? All gynecologists in the city knows us, you know. He said, from now onwards, you won't speak. Because he's disrespecting God who sent him. He was dumb. That's why I initially said, for God to speak to you, I'm afraid he'll have to kill you. Because you are going to talk rubbish. We were never taught how to speak. and we just went straight to prayer and prayed error all our lives.
Now God said to me, you know what, when you demons, don't involve me. I've got no business with demons. You've got everything to do with executing your authority with demons. Don't invite me in that prayer. I gave you authority and power. I said you shall trample. And I said in my word, and nothing shall by any means harm you. But my people taught you that if you fight demons, you'll be attacked. But I said nothing.
You know, we were taught a doctrine of demons. A terrible devil that can attack you because you fight him. Before I fight the devil, can I pray for my covering? What covering are you talking about, man? The devil has enjoyed the best part of his life in our generation. The best part of, you know, the best history of the demonic empire.
You know, when, after God speaking to me, I took many authors of books, demonic books and all those things, and bent them. That these authors are the ones who taught error, that we must live in fear. I was with Doc Harry the other day. We were talking about John the Revelator. He was sharing to me how John the Revelator lived. You know, those guys, the disciples of Yahweh Mashiach. I must call him with his original names. That's one of the things. We are calling Jesus by the name, nickname, Jesus. That's his nickname. There's no such a name in heaven. After this service, I'm going to fast and pray that you don't die until you go to heaven. And come back. How many are ready for this? Can I tell you? Somebody said, I know I'm not going. No matter how long you pray. Somebody right here has just ruled himself off. That no matter how long you pray, don't even bother. I cannot be caught up to heaven. That's our mentality. Now, when you get to heaven, you'll discover that there are no alphabets that we are using in English. They use original Hebrew alphabet. And there's no Jesus. You'll be lost. You look at the wrong man. There's Yahweh Mashiach. They call him by his original Hebrew name. I want to address why he's failing. We've been using the name Jesus Christ, which was not used by the early church. The early church called him by his Jewry name. Not even Joshua. They call him Yahweh. Yahweh Mashiach. And his name is encrusted in the foundations of heaven. It's again encrusted on the gates of heaven. But it's in Hebrew. It's not in English. When his name was given, English was not yet born as a dialect. You want to know why they changed his name from Yahweh Amashiach to Jesus? Because the devil could not bear the mentioning of the original name. Your Bible says what? At the sound of this name, every knee, every tongue. What created havoc is not prayer, is the power of this name. There had to be a conference led by Vatican under the blessing of Lucifer. That the name must be changed before we are all history. At his name you shall cast out
demons.
And then Krishna came before Christianity, and Christ was twisted from Krishna, and the Greek had to loan their Zeus to be Jesus. How many of you know that when Antichrist appears, even the elect will be deceived? Even those who are matured in scripture will be Christ. You want to know why? You want to know why? Because the Bible in the book of Revelation says talks about the image of a man, of a beast with a wound of a sword. Did you know that the picture of Jesus you are having is not original Jesus? But did you know that that man exists in the demonic world as a beast? You are aware you've put him on your wall? I want to show you something that will set you free. Now, Satan had to regulate the power of the name. Because the power, once you call the name of Yahweh Amashiach, all the 12 gates of heaven must respond. Angels must go up and down for your life. You did not just call a name. It's an ordained name. Now, Bible scholars, what they did was they twisted the name and changed the name, gave him a nickname so that the kingdom of darkness must not completely be obliterated. Paul alone single-handedly destroyed the mightiest empire of Rome, which was established on the foundation of Satan. If Paul did that, what did he use? The name of the Lord before he can be called Zeus or Jesus, son of Zeus, who is a god. Now let's come back to this. What is going to happen in the last days? You will see even your grandchildren challenging you that he's not Jesus. Knowledge will increase. Things will be exposed everywhere. Wherever you go, in TikTok, Facebook, you'll find little kids debating. What is going to cause us to rise is when we move in authority and use the proper name. You can't convince a Jew to receive Christ. He'll tell you he's a strange God. Because there's no name Christ, there's no name Jesus in Hebrew. Why did they do this, these people? Before they wrote the Bible, they agreed. Who gave them power to change his name? I want to show you what paralyzed us. What weakened us. What introduced religion to us? And what introduced a lukewarm spirit into our lives? We are holding a diluted Bible. I was with Dr. Harry. We were talking about that verse, love one another like a pair of doves. It was Yahweh, Christ himself saying, love one another like a pair of doves. But because it's translated by Freemasons, who were instructed by King James, who were the 3-degree Freemason, they changed the whole verse to include a snake. Be vigilant like snakes, and be like sheep. A sheep can be persecuted without it responding, and be gentle like doves. And it was the word that comes out of the mouth of Jesus. But Jesus said what? One another like pair of doves. Why are we divided in church? Why are we having cliques, clubs and cabals in church? That verse alone created animosity and enmity amongst us. Because there's no snake that Christ has a relationship with. Let's come back to us. Which name is going to rise? You're thinking we are going forward. We are going backward. Original things.
the name Yeshua will supersede the name Jesus. When you read the Bible in the book of John, it is clear. It says what? He will deceive many. And he'll have another name. Vedican knew what they were doing, and they were instructed to change his name by powers that hold it. They feared what they've seen from the early church. What are we left with? A distorted Bible with a distorted name. What's happening when you get immediately when you die? Fortunately, there's something about heaven. Once you get to heaven, you don't have many questions. Everything is just clarified. Wow. Like, wow. Like, wow. But when you come back to earth, how do I change this now? But when you get into heaven, you don't question, where is Jesus? You can't mention that name. You'll mention his original name. Because it's a place of information and knowledge. Let's come back to us. What is really weekend us? Did you know that since the early church, there's no revivalist who rose to the standard of the early church? What was their secret? They knew him undiluted by men and Satan. Let's go back to us. How are we going to advance the cause of revival? We are starting with working in authority. And we must mind our hands. Mind our tongue. You are not just talking alone. You are talking in the presence of the Lord. And you've got an entourage of angels that are listening to you. The only F word you must use is faith. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. How many say receive the grace for that? The only F word you must use is faith. You are in the presence of the Most High. Even if somebody swear at you by the robot and use the F word, you must use the F word too to him and say, face you! Face you too! If he raise one finger, raise five. But I'm about to hit you with fivefold ministry right now. You are raising one finger against me. I'm not going to be insulted. I'm raising five that we are about to hit you. Apostle, prophet, teacher. Raise five. If they raise one finger against you, raise what? Let's come back to us. There's going to be revival. And this revival, where does it have its root? It has a root with a relationship with God. You know, God changed the way I prayed. I used to say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the church to be filled. Call them from the north. Call them from the south. Call them from the east. Oh, Father, I pray that they get born again. God will say, what are you doing? I see you performing many times. Don't do it like that, AB. My word says, as you lift Christ higher, he himself, Christ, will draw men to himself. You are calling people to yourself. Change. Change. Now what must I do? I was so confused. The Lord said, just lift up your hands and worship Yeshua Amashkiacha, and he will draw men to himself, and you'll have your church filled. All along, when I told intercessors to pray, I'll invite them. You know, intercessors, street per street, you must pray. Claim people. Claim people for what? For your little kingdom. Lift him higher. He himself will draw men to his kingdom. And then now, my prayer life changed. I only get mad, yes, of course, when I face mad demonic kingdom. That's what I say. I take a knife. I've got a very huge knife. Very huge knife. I hold it with this hand and say, Satan, where are you? Are you in Russia? Brazil? Where are you? Which star are you? I see you misbehaving on this area and that area. If it's not you, remain silent. You'll automatically be silent. I'm holding a knife here. A knife, I will say, by the sword of the Spirit, I deploy angels of war. Come out in your legion. There's this section of the kingdom of darkness that I don't want to see it again in the entire creation. I open up the gates of hell. You uproot it. Curse it with the blood of Yahweh Mashiach. Throw it straight into hell. That's authority. And the devil, he knows when I rise in warfare, assets will be lost. The devil doesn't want you to pray like, Father, I come to you being nothing. Want to say, Father, I appear before you being nothing. The devil laughs. Because he knows the weight. He's just like, you know, in most of the cases when you pray, the devil entertainment. Just to listen to this comedy until it ends. Prophetically, you're going to move in authority today. You don't have any other day. And you're going to have to change your character today. You will change your vocabulary and align to the language of the Spirit. Look at what Christ said when that little baby died. He's only sleepy. Why did others laugh? They laughed because they thought he's losing it. And it demonstrated that he was sleepy. Brought a blind man before him. And he wanted to display to them that he is God without saying. He was not the show them. He was not show off Yahweh Mashiach. And they brought a blind man and said, okay, he picked up what? Sand and mud with it. Jews were very close to their stones because they knew what he was trying to say. He was saying to all Jews of the Bible that I'm the one who created men from there. And when those eyes came back, they realized this is not funny anymore. Drop their stones, drop their conversation. Little carcasses, how can he do this? What is he saying to us? He never said he's God. But he displayed that he is God. How do you walk in authority over your finances? Did you know that some of our finances don't even need planning? Planning, I know you are taught planning, but you were never taught spiritual financial planning. Wherein God, you tell God that I thank you for the grace that you own silver and gold. Did you know that Satan came and contested finances with Christians? Who are the richest people on earth? Those who are accountable to Satan in particular. People from cigarette societies. Who dominate Forbes magazine of billionaires? Those who owe their allegiance to Lucifer. Is it a lie? No, it's not. Now, where are we? Because when God realizes he has created money to be powerful, he said what? Silver, he declared ownership. He said silver and gold is the Lord. Where are children of God? They are still begging for it. It must be taken in authority and power. How many are changing? change. Now, there are certain things you must no longer pray for. This is how you must pray. Father, I thank you for the sickness that is upon my daughter that is for unto your glory. I don't know what are you doing in heaven, but get busy. I know you are very much busy. I'll handle this one. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Hey, you little devil, you listen to me. You behave, or I teach you manners now. That's how you must pray. Kenza, you must create special ears for Kenza. Kenza, you listen to me. You've got cells, meaning you're alive. And you are growing. I create ears. You listen to what I'm saying. I curse you with a curse. Dry up and die from the roots. Exactly with a curse that Yahweh Mashiach used to curse a fig tree. But how are you praying for a cancer patient? No. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, we are crying before you. And God will be saying, he's gonna die, my girl. Oh, we are crying. Don't do that. God is speaking back. You don't listen. How many are changing? COVID. That thing. Freemasons, whatever they did about that one. Where they played a story. These Illuminati guys, they did it. They started it in the 90s. George Bush Sr. shared about it. It was already locked up by the Americans. And they realized it's going to be a best weapon because they can leave it in a country and then go back. They realized by 2018, 2019, the US dollar will be collapsing. And if it collapses, the whole world will have what? A global recession. You got to understand what is behind COVID. It's economic collapse, global economic collapse. They're hiding. Now they send this Jewish devil worshipper, Bergman, George Soros, and our black brother, colleague, Barack Obama, to sell the factory of COVID to Chinese. It must be released in China. And they gave Beijing order that you behave. At our order, you release it. China started building hospitals. And then they made movies before. Warn all of us. 2019, they said there's COVID. They released it. So that Americans can print US dollar enough. There was no enough US dollar. America's owing $28 trillion US dollar. If their economy is affected, we will all follow a great depression. Now, when they realized they had to self-correct their economy, they controlled through lockdowns. But the devil who started Corona was there. And it's the same devil who attended the crucifixion of Jesus. Is it not Corona Latin? Who crucified Jesus? Rome? And then when they were crucifying him, didn't they ask for Corona? Crown of thorns? They said, give us Corona. Let's give him a Corona. What were they doing? Putting a crown on him of thorns. Thorns standing for what? Vaccines. Lady Harry, you must write me more and more here. I want to adopt this service. We need to take these people out of the world into the kingdom. He must even understand politics, the kingdom's way. Who are And at the funeral of Yahweh Mashiach, all powers, all principalities. That's Psalm 23. He prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Before he can die on the cross, God, Yahweh, came down to earth, prepared a table. There was a panoramic view for all demons to go and see him. Asian. To fulfill the prophecy of his father David, Psalm 23. He prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemy. Who was there? Corona was there. The ruler of crowns was there. And then how did he mock Jesus? He said, give him a thorny crown. And this thorny crown, normally, they poison it with scorpion and snake poison, so that it infects and affects his head. Then automatically it will hit his knee. This is 2021, not 1958. Why are we using a vaccine price? You want to know why? They can alter, use it to alter human DNA. That is the agenda. Agenda was to change what? Human DNA. They can't do that because Yahweh Amashiach's corona crap stood against vaccine on your body. What is the battle between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light since history? It is the battle of DNA alteration. Why did Satan is fallen angels to sleep with human beings? To transform and change human DNA. Why did God authorize flooding and flood? To kill and wipe out a gene pool that doesn't belong to human race and earth. What is going to happen in 2024? Aliens will be coming. What are they coming to do? They want to crossbreed with humans. This is what is going to happen. God is going to cause a secret revolution, even on COVID. It's unfortunately that when we went for a 4-month fasting, this is the 4th month of my fasting. I don't look like I'm fasting because somehow God worked out my body day and night. Now, this is what God did. God said to us, you stand in authority, you wipe it out, and you stand in the authority of the finished work. Not even a single human being will have his DNA changed after vaccination. Instead, the power of the immunity within the human system will disempower the vaccines. That's the reason why vaccines are not just losing their efficacy. It's the work of the human body. Your body doesn't take nonsense. Corona. Now, if we are on the season they said it's corona, then we are on a very serious season that those who crucified Yahweh Mashiach and crowned him, gave him corona, because they realized the time is up. But where's the church? It's not fast asleep. It has dialect problems. We can't communicate with them. Let me finish it in five minutes. No? Just raise up your finger. It's got a bad tendency of preaching like Paul. Now, what's going to happen after this? Holy Spirit has already visited South Africa at a capacity of governmental. You see, overlook the confusion you see in South Africa. Don't go to New Zealand. Don't go to Australia. Stay here. It's not a normal confusion that the parliament is banning. The devil is confused. The whole world is confused that how out of all nations of the world did God choose South Africa? And the Spirit of the Lord came for the second time after Abuja Street. Holy Spirit comes. Not on waves 4, at a governmental position. Because there's an agenda he's going to do here. One old man who does not know English had properly used to say, what must can happen? This is what must can happen. We must change the way we talk. We must realign ourselves in the authority of the power. And we must start confessing the word. And we must be people of action. This is what the Lord is going to do. He's going to give you an opportunity to pray for somebody who's sick. And watch what you've listened to. God is going to give you an opportunity to pray for somebody who's sick in the absence of your pastor. And you will walk in authority and power. Creative miracles are not in heaven. They are here. As he is, so are you. How did God create everything? He spoke. What did the Holy Spirit impart in your tongue is diluted by what you say every day. Huh? Take a Holy Ghost toothpaste and brush that tongue in the name of Yahuwah Mashiach. Receive that grace. Receive that grace. Let's change the way we talk. Let's change the way we talk. This is what you're going to say after the service. I take authority and power over my finances. I'm not going to allow the wheat to contest my bread. Silver and gold, you belong to God. I declare you into my system. That's how we must pray for finances. Receive that grace. You know what is the devil doing right now? He's stealing our finances because he's aware we are not in authority. We are going to cry to God. He's stealing our health. He knows we don't have authority. We're still going to cry to God that, Father, how are you going to see us through? We know you are going to see us through. Have you ever heard a Bure man talking English? God, you are going to see us through. No, God is not going to see you through. You must see yourself through. He gave you authority and power. You know, this is where God... What is God's expectation? God's expectation of us is yes! That's it. He has done it. He confessed in authority. Jesus, give me a high five. Wow! Have you listened to that prayer? Have you ever had Jesus praising a person and impressed, be impressed? You'll say, I've never seen this kind of faith in the whole of Israel. A sinner, a filthy sinner, a Roman centurion who knows that every form of sin in his house. And Jesus cannot be accommodated in that kind of house. You say, Lord, please, I don't want to embarrass you and embarrass myself. Can you just please kindly say a word? My child will be healed. And Jesus will say, what? Wow! When you pray, Jesus must go. Wow! Do it after the service. How do you pray for people? How do you command? You must anoint your feet after the service. God, walk on your spirit and say, Lord, as I'm about to worship you tonight, this spirit from where it starts to where it ends, none will go to hell. The conviction of the Holy Spirit will hit the street and everyone will repent and get born again. Anoint the tires of your car. Daddy, arrange a special anointing. Let them bring olive oils. You pray for them. And then they anoint them on their cars. You cannot say there's crime in South Africa. You are a criminal. Because you did not use the authority to stop it. Who's a criminal? The one who's absent from where? Who's absent from where? You. In the Great Depression of America, a thief broke into Kenneth Hagin's household and stole four of his underwears.
Four.
When he went back, underwear's gone.
A thief just stole my underwear.
He said, exactly the way you stole them, bring them back. I don't have to bother God on this. He left. The following morning they were there.
Then explanation where they come from. Why are you afraid of crime as a born again? How many butler proof have you done? How many alarms do you activate? But you don't have a kingdom alarm.
Can I advise you lastly? Always have a gun.
Always have a gun and use it in prayer of warfare. Go out and say, thank you, Jesus. Put it back and say, the four bullets I've released, I release them from the north, the south, the east, the west. Every kingdom of darkness receive this as a prophetic action. I decree and declare that any man who's going to use God will surrender it. There's a man who anointed Reinhard Bonnke, Richard Ngidi, a Zulu man. He was greatly used. You know, Zulus are naturally aggressive. That's why they were mightily used by God to produce the likes of Reinhard Bonnke. You know, Richard Ngidi, they will ask a crippled person that, why are you sitting down while there's a chair there? Who do you think you are to sit down in the presence of the Lord like that? There's a chair for you. You say, I'm crippled. That's your problem. Stand up and sit here. I said, stand up. And that person will feel the anointing hitting his leg and he'll stand up and sit there. And people will clap hands and say, what are you doing? This must be normal. Stop clapping hands. Things you must do.
Nge so kim.
He said, he's using his hand like tools. Bonnke was lying.
And he said, don't stand and wonder. You are the next man to take over.
Bonnke, being a German, he took over. 8 million souls received the Lord. Who's next? You!
It is done. Ready? Arrange the anointing oil. We are starting. The school of revival has just begun. They started. This is where God wants us.
Father, we are waiting for you. Huh? Delete! Father is waiting for you.
From today, when you pray, you must discern what are you praying for.
Spend much time in worship. Daddy, I missed you today. That's how I pray. I missed you today. Do you mind if you can have 1 hour, 30 minutes in your presence? I just want to fellowship you. I'm not going to have any need, lack, and want raised. Just hardcore worship, and I will keep quiet, and God will come to minister to me. And that's the end of prayer. When I deal with my issues, I stand in authority and sort everything out. Pray until God the Father and God the Son give each other a high five. Pah! That's my boy. Pah! Yebo, that's my girl. Stand in authority and power.
And from now onwards, prefer to use Yahweh HaMashiach. Go and research it and write it for them. And even write it in Hebrew. That's the encrypted name that is in heaven. Watch the space. You will see the entire church deleting Jesus. And later, you will see. If you miss rapture, you will see who Jesus is. You will see a revelation prophecy that another beast will come with two horns, will come from the ocean and go to a beast with a wound of a sword, which is on a picture. And a beast from the ocean will raise a beast from the picture to come out of the picture.
and that beast who come out of the picture will deceive many. Even the elect shall be deceived. Who has a wound of a sword? But is a beast. It's not the biblical beast. It's the one who's in your house. Your sword is a beast. Let me give just plop on this one day, so that the mama must not give them in confusion. Herod, who wanted to kill Jesus, was just Herod who wanted a Roman king wanted to kill Jesus, right? But in the book of Revelation, it doesn't mention him as Herod. It mentions him as what? A red dragon that was chasing Maria, who wanted to give birth. And the red dragon wanted to eat the baby. But the gospel says Herod. Who was Herod? He was not a human being. He was a dragon that was released by the kingdom of darkness to eat Christ prematurely. Who's the beast? He's already the most famous picture in every household all over the world. The wound here. Why did angels, when Jesus ascended to heaven, they said what? Why are you looking at him? Exactly the way he has left is how he will come back. Why did they say that? Because there's another one who will protrude out of the picture. He won't come from above. He'll come out of the picture and deceive men. Why are you in South Africa? Why are you in South Africa? There was a sensitive agenda you had to do. I know many of our white people are discouraged about the political happenings, the challenges we are going through, to an extent that you have lost your sense of purpose for this nation. There's acute discouragement there amongst the white folks. They just don't know what to do. They're just floating as it comes. Why are you here? You're not here to die. You're not here to be killed. You're not here to be ridiculed. You're not here to be humiliated. You are here for the last chapter of Africa, which shall be raised by God, and you are part of it. Since 1652. I sat down, Ceci, with some white people that, you know what? The reason why you are on your downturn is because you backslid with your politicians. H.F. Verwoerd was the most revolutionary politician we ever had. Did you know that? You want to know why was he stopped? He refused to yield to Freemasons. He wanted to protect the Reserve Bank of South Africa. He did not want Ted Rothschild to take the South African gold. Not even blacks will do that. They had to humiliate him by killing him. On the day 666, 1966, 26 on the 6th, authorized by American Freemasons, American and British Freemasons under the leadership of the Rothschild family, that he must be executed. And 10 years later, they must do an anniversary of an altar they established in the Union Building. 1976. June 6, 16. 10 years later, it was H. Verwoerd. Why were kids killed for Afrikaans? The head of state was an Afrikaner. You'll only see race if you don't transcend into the spirit. Now, what was his great agenda? What was his great agenda? To preserve the African wealth so that it later goes to Africa. That was your cry. You know,
Don't ever be discouraged. Can I just talk to these people in the spirit that they must not be discouraged? Now I know if I talk to any white person here, I'm talking to all of you in the spirit right now. You know, don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged about this nation. God is in charge. God is in charge. God is in charge. Don't be moved. New cities are still going to be built. Beautiful cities that never was. The economy is still going to grow. God has already sent confusion with the ANC. They missed for not trusting him. What was on the rent? To God be the glory. The only currency that worshipped God. Do you know of any currency that worshipped? Because the US dollar doesn't refer to the God of heaven. Now, you must come back to your senses and come back to your purposes. As white people. There's no, you know, bitterness, resentment. You know, the challenge was one. We never had Afrikaners as enemies. We had British as enemies. Because British imported their devils here. Freemasonry. Now, after National Party victory, you'd have clapped with whites. Because you must remember one thing. Your first hero, Paul Kruger, was a son of a Tonga woman. Her mother was not a white woman. It's from Sukmega. And he's the hero of all the Buredom. The three covenants you made that gave you victory to be who you are. Now, the problem was apartheid was not an economic policy. It was not a racial policy. It was an economic policy. Afrikaners had to catch up with British on wealth. And they realized that blacks will do what? Will crowd their space. Now they separated blacks. That's where the mess started. We've got colors here. Who are their fathers? Right there. Who are their fathers? They look like me. You'd have started it immediately when you won power. That blacks should be part of it. Because we were all poor. And the enemy was British because they were running the crown of England. Which you can never mention. In closure, I want to tell you this one thing. Go back to your purpose. Go and farm the land. Go back and no one will intimidate you. God is in charge. They said they are going to take the land by force. Without even compensating you. Did it pass? Who made it to faith? Because you don't have majority in government. Don't you see God in this? Don't you think God is remembering the covenants of your forefathers? You guys, you must come back, realign to your purpose. This is the great nation ever. We are just going through not a mismanagement. We are going through turbulence which was created by a godless nation. I mean a godless government. And we are correcting that as pastors. I was sharing to Kher that if there's anything we must correct in ANC, it's not corruption. Corruption is a seed of taking God out. You will thrive in this land. You will flourish in this land. You will prosper in this land. This is your country. You are not going anywhere. You are not going to the sea. If you go to the sea, bring fish and come back. You will thrive. You will flourish here. You will prosper here. Where are you going to? Holland, they don't know you. They don't remember you. Stay here. Be fruitful. Multiply. We shall eat the good of the land. Don't be amazed by Zimbabweans. Zimbabweans are going home not long. It's a prophecy. Africa will rise. There's a coming currency not long. Prophetically, there's a coming currency. It will be led by some politicians in South Africa. It will be a currency which will glorify the Lord. It will have the name of the Lord on it. It will have the Lion of the Tribe of Judah on it. It will move all over African states. There's innovation and inventions which is in your hands as white people. It must be unlocked. It must be released. Danel is going to be the arms core of Africa. Don't be shaken. Don't be moved. You're going nowhere. Stay here. There's victory in inventions and innovations. Who discovered Omicron? We just awakened the world of who we are. South Africans discovered a new strain. And they locked us up only to find that it's already there in their country. And they had to repent for their sin. Come on. We are a great nation, ladies and gentlemen. We are great people. We live together for long. Don't listen to highly gifted idiots who don't know who they are. We've been here for some time. Where are the grave sites of your father? They are not in Australia. Even those who are in Australia, tell all the Boers to come back. They must come back. There's a changing Africa now. Africa is confused. The whole world is confused now. And then I sat down with one influential politician. He said, what's your interpretation of the America and Ukraine, Russia, NATO in fight? I said, leave that alone. It's going to dissolve. It's going to be dissolved as we pray. It's just a warfare of masters. We'll call them to order. But focus much on what Africa will do. You see, there's this politician called Martinus van Schalkwyk. That man had a good heart. When he dissolved National Party, you should have understood what was the agenda. It was not just to start DA, which was predominantly British then. It was to say, let's go to ANC and change them and teach them how it runs. And we missed it and destroyed everything. We are back to say we messed up. Come back to the plane. The parliament in Cape Town, why did it bend? Is it artisan? Preparation of a civil war? There's no civil war that will start here. We had enough blood during Anglo-Boer War. We don't want any civil war. It's not going to happen. Why did that parliament got bent? There's a dragon and a beast that dwells there. It was dethroned by the Spirit of the Lord when he visited here. As a prophetic sign, it had to bend from the roof. This dragon and beast gloried in feasting on the blood of both black and white. It was red in color. You'll see depreciation in the killing of farmers. To the burning of the parliament. Forces are leaving the country. Don't be confused. We need your wisdom. We need your understanding. We need what you know. And we need debugging. We need Springbok. I'm done. Daddy, come. I want you, we are zebra. I want you. You know, there are emotional wounds that were created, and there's turbulence and political confusion. Because from 1994, when power shifted, black and white dwelt on winning debate. They've never dwelt on building a nation. Immediately after Mandela, they dwelt on winning debate. What is the prime cause of divorce in homes? Debate. dwelt on winning debates and we created rift amongst each other. You are going to pray in Afrikaans. I won't hear everything you say. But you are going to summon the spirit man of every white person in the land to be healed, to be restored, and to come back to realignment of God's purpose for this land. God will hear you. I've already done that on my black part.
There's no need for me to pray for blackness now. Blegenis are covered. I did that amongst Blegenis. You do that on tennis. Let's all rise in Yahuwah Mashiach be glorified.
As u ooit wil kom om ons ore en ons oë oop te maak, is dit nou. Die tyd van speel is verby, die tyd van instap in u heerlikheid lê soos 'n pad voor elkeen van ons oop. En al wat u van ons verwag is om te begin stap op hierdie pad. God, ons weet nie hoe gaan ons dit doen nie, maar met u hulp is dit vir elkeen moontlik. Rig op my boeties en sissies in hierdie land om hulle volwaardige geestelike plek in te neem soos wat u dit beplan het reg van die begin af. Kom Heilige Gees, kom bekragtig elkeen van ons nou in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Receive the grace of the Lord and may the Lord realign your tongue and may the authority that you display be followed by the flow of the Spirit. Whatever prophetic action you'll be doing, may the Lord fill it with unction. Whatever you pray against shall come out and be destroyed. Sickness, disease, spirits of infirmity, financial challenges, you shall rise in authority and rebuke, and they shall obey. Receive the grace of the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. God bless you.